This is the Game Act Hotline for September 16th, 2005, Episode 1.
Hey, paisanos, it's the
Game Addict Hotline.
And welcome to the Game Act Hotline. My name is Luke. I'm here to share with you all the big game news and all the trivia and all the fun things that you can do with your video games. So please turn your video game down and turn your podcast up. I'd like to welcome you all here. This is my first podcast, so it's going to be a little iffy right now, but we'll see how it goes. Hopefully by my 10th episode, I'll be rocking and rolling and you'll be having a great time. So let's go ahead and let's get on over to their news appointment part of our show. So let's go ahead and let's hit it right now. So first thing up today is Nintendo announced new controller for its Revolution console. You know, earlier today, Nintendo's president, Satoru Iwata, unveiled the new innovative controller at the Tokyo Game Show. The controller is similar in size and design to a television remote control and sports a trigger button with a D-pad and a number of action buttons. But the key feature is the sensor, which Iwata describes as the direct pointing device. This sensor will allow the Revolution to detect exactly where on the screen the device is being pointed, and also detects the controller's distance from and angle relative to the screen. An expansion port on the bottom of the controller allows connection of additional devices, with an analog stick designed to be held in the other hand being shipped as standard. Iwata describes this configuration as a nunchuck style. We will have pictures and videos of the new controller on our website. That website is www.gameaddicthotline.com. Our next news story is Katamari Damacy comes to the PSP. You know, Namco is placing a new Katamari Damacy on the PlayStation Portable, a third entry in the beloved Katamari Damacy series, to be called Boku wa Watashi no Katamari Damacy, which in English means Me and My Katamari Damacy, has been announced for the PSP with apparent support from the system's Wi-Fi capabilities. We'll all have to see what happens when it comes more into light as a couple weeks and months go by. Our next one will be the Day of Defeat mod has been going to be released this month. One of the greatest mods for the Half-Life engine will be coming out. The Day of Defeat will be released on September 26th. It will be available via Steam for just $19.95 and in the Counter-Strike Source Retail package. The Day of Defeat Source is a rebuild from the ground up of the Day of Defeat on the Source engine. The Day of Defeat Source will be available for preload and pre-order next week. Those who have purchased the Half-Life 2 Silver or Gold Steam offers will receive requests to preload the game at this time and will receive access to play the moment the game is made available. And our last news story for today is Happy Birthday to Mario! Mario turns 20 years old today, so thank you! Congrats, Mario! You have a great birthday party this week. Anyway, let's go ahead and let's get to the numbers today. This week we're going to talk about the new top rentals for this week. The first number one rental this week was Madden NFL 2006 for the PS2. And right after that was Madden NFL 2006 for the Xbox. And number three was NCAA Football 2006 for the PS2. So we got a trifecta of all football games for the top three rentals this week. We also have Midnight Club 3 Dub Edition for the PS2. The Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction for the PS2. Delta Force Black Hawk Down for the PS2. Destroy All Humans PS2. Flat Out PS2. There's also Dark Watch Curse of the West for the PS2. And The Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction for the Xbox, rounding up the top 10. For PC sales for this August, we have Battlefield 2 coming out number 1. World of Warcraft is 2. Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 is number 3. Guild Wars number 4. Dungeon Siege 2 is number 5, The Sims 2 is number 6, The Sims 2 University Expansion Pack number 7, The Sims Deluxe number 8, number 9 is Half-Life 2, and number 10 is The Sims Unleashed Expansion Pack for the original Sims game. Now, let's go ahead and let's get to the new releases. These are the games that are going to be coming out this next week, so we want to be looking out for these. For all consoles, for September 19th, Attack and the Great Juju Challenge by THQ will be coming out. And the next day after that, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2006 by Electronic Arts. I would highly recommend if you are a big golf gamer or a big sports gamer, this is the game. So now, for the Xbox and PS2, they're having dual releases for dual games. For two games coming out, Xbox and PS2, there's going to be Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks from Midway, Indigo Prophecy from Atari, Marvel Nemesis, Rise of the Imperfects from Electronic Arts, NTRA, Breeders' Cup World Thoroughbred Championships by Bethesda Softworks. This would probably be a horse racing game for all you horse racing fans. I know there are not many of you, but I'm hoping that if you like horse racing, this will be the game to pick up. Marvel Nemesis, Rise of the Imperfects, and X-Men Legends 2 for the Rise of Apocalypse from the Activision. Now, for the PS2 this next week, there's a lot of games coming out. There's Backyard Football 2005 for Atari, DICE, DNA Integrated Cyberoptic Enterprises by Bandai, Genji, Dawn of the Samurai from the Sony Computer and Entertainment makers, Legend of K from Capcom, RPG Maker 3 from Adratech, and SLAI, Steel Lance Arena International from Konami. So check out those games at your local GameSpot or EB. GameCube, September 19th, 2005, Battalion Wars, Nintendo. And unfortunately, that's all GameCube's coming out with that's going to only be on the GameCube. That'll be coming out on September 19th. For the PSP, there will be Frantics from the Platform Publishing and Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex from Bandai. This will be the video game, not the cartoon. But the next day after that, the Ren and Stimpy Show Volume 1, First 10 Cartoons, will be a video exclusive for the PSP. So check that out. Game Boy Advance, they have a couple of games. They have DK, King of Swing by Nintendo, Tack in the Great Juju Challenge by THQ. There also will be Berenstain Bears and the Spooky Old Tree from Namco, and the Fairly Odd Parents Clash with the Anti-World from THQ. So a lot of kid games. So if you have many kids listening, or if you've got kids at home, this will be a great time to pick up some Game Boy Advance games. For Nintendo DS, they also will be having Attack the Great Juju Challenge by THQ. Dig Dug, Digging Strike, Lunar Dragon Song from Ubisoft. Dig Dug, Digging Strike will be by Namco. Sorry about that. Snoo 2 on Vacation from Distraction Software Inc. and Zoo Tycoon from THQ. You know, that's going to be all of it for the news and what's going to be coming out right now. So let's go ahead and let's go to a commercial, and I will be back. Remember, this is the Game Addict Hotline. Please turn your video games down and your podcast up.
The electronic entertainment industry has become one of the largest and fastest growing industries in the United States and has a large representation in the Puget Sound area. The Computer Game Development Certificate is designed for people who wish to gain basic skills which will assist them in the development of software for computer graphics, multimedia, and games, and for employment in the electronic entertainment industry. The curriculum includes general programming courses in C++, and specialized courses aimed at the design, development, and testing of Windows-based games using commercial development tools. The certificate program is offered in either an on-campus or online option. For more information about this program, visit our website at gamedev.edcc.edu or email us at gamedev@edcc.edu. Edmonds Community College, every step of the way. And now back to Game Addict Hotline.
Hey, and we are back to the Game Addict Hotline. I'd like to thank you guys all for staying here and listening. We are part of the Edmonds Community College Game Development Club, so if you'd love to be interested in game development and what you can get through our Edmonds Community College, go ahead and come to our website at www.edcc.edu. That's www.edcc.edu. Now, what I was going to do is we're going to have a trivia game. I'm supposed to have two contestants, but since this is our first show, I don't have two contestants. But I would like to have more contestants. So if you would like to email me at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com, that's gameaddicthotline@gmail.com, we would love to have you become a contestant here. We could win fabulous prizes. And hopefully, as we continue to become more and more popular, we'll have even bigger and bigger prizes. And it'll be even more interesting to have them come on by, and you can be a part of this whole podcast. So right now, let's go ahead and let's hit it. We're going to give you a couple of quiz questions. If you've ever heard Pod Quiz podcast before, this is going to be almost like it. So I want to give my props to the Pod Quiz people. They're really, really good podcast. So let's go ahead and let's get going. I'm going to give you guys two trivia sections, and then I will give you a final question. Okay? So if you want to go ahead and get ready, I'll go ahead and I'll give you the questions. We'll have a little commercial, and then we'll come back, and I will give you the answers. So let's go ahead and let's start with NES Grab Bag. The question for NES Grab Bag, we have three questions. Number one, this is the name of the final boss of Super Mario Bros. 2. I want the final boss. Number two, this is the name of the Capcom game where you are a millionaire duck with a pogo stick cane. I'll give you a clue. There was a TV show named after it. Or actually, it was off of a TV show. So if you were a kid in the 80s, you'll probably get this one. Number three, this is the first weapon you received when you were playing the game Star Tropics. Okay, those are the questions for the NES Grab Bag. Our next section will be the forgotten consoles. These are going to be forgotten handheld consoles right now. Number one, this system by Sega had a TV adapter and one of the first color screens. Number two, this system fought the Game Boy Color with games like Metal Slug, Samurai Showdown. So this game had Metal Slug and Samurai Showdown. I want the answer, please. And this easily forgotten system had games like Duke Nukem 3D and Lights Out, and was one of the first handheld systems that would let you surf the web. Okay, those are our questions. And our final question will be, Nintendo Power released its first issue in July of 1988. And this September it will be on its 195th issue. I want to know the month and year of its bicentennial anniversary issue of Nintendo Power. I want the bicentennial issue, month and the year. If you can give that to me, you are super rad, okay? Sorry to give you that, but hey, let's go ahead and let's get to our commercial, and then we will be right back.
Did you see the latest Nintendo newsletter?
Whoa, nice graphics. I'd like to get my hands on that game.
You mean you haven't played it yet? We can play it on my Nintendo Entertainment System.
It's The Legend of Zelda, and it's really rad. Those creatures from Ganon are pretty bad. Octoroks, Tektites, Leavers, too. But with your help, our hero pulls through. Yeah, go, Link. Yeah, get Zelda.
Awesome.
Intense.
The Nintendo Entertainment System. Your parents help you hook it up. The Legend of Zelda sold separately.
Hello, I'm Wichita Rutherford from 5 Minutes with Wichita, and I'm here to tell you about the Podcast 411 podcast. Now, Rob, he interviews other podcasters to find out what they've learned about doing a podcast, and it's been described as inside the actor's studio, except it's for podcasts. His past guests include Adam Curry, he's the Podfather, Senator John Edwards, C.C. Chapman, PK&J, Bib and Yes, Chris Rockwell, and yours truly, Wichita Rutherford. That's just naming a few of them. Now, if you want to learn more about podcasting or podcasters, then you go over and visit them at podcast411.com. And remember, listen different with Podcast 411. It's just so precious.
Hey, this is the Game Addict Hotline, and I'd like to thank you all for coming back here and listening to our show. It's time for the answers to the trivia question, so let's go ahead and let's get that going. So let's go ahead and let's start off with NES Grab Bag. The first question was, this is the name of the final boss for Super Mario Bros. 2. And the answer was, what is Wart? Wart is the answer. He was a really easy person to beat if you were the princess. If you guys need any tips, go ahead and email me at gameactotline@gmail.com. That's maybe a little too late, though. But number two, this is the name of the Capcom game where you were a millionaire duck with a pogo stick cane. If you were a kid of the 80s, you would have remembered the show DuckTales. That was the answer, DuckTales. They actually made two DuckTales games for the NES, and they were both really good. It's something you should check out for all you kids who have an emulator. Anyway, number three, this is the first weapon you will receive when you play the game Star Tropics. If you remember Star Tropics, that was a game where you were a boy on an island trying to find your uncle. And the answer was, what is a yo-yo? A yo-yo. You actually had a yo-yo for your first weapon. A very interesting game. Let's go ahead and let's get to the next section, which was Forgotten Consoles, which we were doing handheld consoles today. This system by Sega had a TV adapter and one of the first color screens. And the answer was, what is the Game Gear? Game Gear was our answer. Though you could have said the Nomad also, and you would have been also correct, if anybody remembers the Nomad. Anyway, number two, this system fought the Game Boy Color with games like Metal Slug, Samurai Showdown, and the answer would be, what is the Neo Geo Pocket? The Neo Geo Pocket. You can actually purchase those. I've seen those at Fry's and some GameStops. So it's really interesting. They're actually still here. But finally, the last one, and the easily most forgotten system, handheld system that had Duke Nukem 3D and Lights Out, which was that game where you push a button and they push a square, and then the other ones on the sides would light up, and you're trying to get them all darkened or all lightened up. And it could also let you surf the web. This is a weird one. This was called the Game.com system. The Game.com system. It actually did have a modem that you could actually install on the system and play. Weird, 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 wild stuff. So anyway, final question. Nintendo Power released its first issue in July of 1988. I wanted to know the month and year of the bicentennial issue. And the answer would be February of 2006. The bicentennial is 200 issues. The 200th issue is what I wanted. And that would be February of 2006. I hope you guys had a fun time with this trivia. I'm hoping that we can actually get some contestants and that you can actually hear people playing the game. We can have a little Jeopardy game. If you want to be a part of it, go ahead and contact us at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. That is gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. And I want to thank you guys for listening so much to all these stuff that's going on. We will be having another show coming up soon. We'll also be having an interview episode also with people from the area. I am in Seattle, Washington right now, so I have many, 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 many game people I can talk to. We won't have any roundtables because I don't think you guys feel my opinion's really as good as probably as yours opinion, and I don't think your opinion is as good as my opinion. So we'll go ahead and I'll bring in some experts for our interviews, and maybe they can actually give us some great things. So I want to go ahead and thank you guys for listening to our show. If you want to go ahead and contact us, that website again is www.gameaddicthotline.com. That's www.gameaddicthotline.com. You can go ahead and check us there. We'll have our show notes there. And we also want to thank you guys for listening to the show. Email me at gameaddicthotline@gmail.com. And please vote for us at Podcast Alley. We know it's already halfway through the month, but please, if you like our show, we'd love to hear it. Hey, you guys have a great day, okay?